And we're joined now by Pat Forbes, the Executive Director of the Office of Community Development. How's it looking out there, Pat Forbes?
Well, Jim, I have to say that if you are a homeowner who flooded out and you're not back in your home yet, it doesn't look very good. But we are doing everything we can to make this process go fast. We know that it can never be fast enough for the folks who have lost everything and are trying to get back in their home. But we've got a program in place, and it is getting up to speed, and we are moving projects out the end of our process now, and so people are getting money. They're starting to rebuild, be able to rebuild. We've found one thing that we found that we have been a little bit surprised that our numbers were off is the number of people in Louisiana who have already rebuilt or gone a long way towards getting rebuilt. It's an extremely great sign of the resilience of the folks in Louisiana who flooded.
But much of the money has not been dispersed. Is there any time frame on when that will happen?
Well, Jim, the money was available to the state in April, and we have been, we set up the program, ran a pilot, and have been running the program and tweaking it now for a few months and getting it up to speed. It will take us another month or two before we get to the point where we know the time, but we're going as fast as we can to make sure we get the money in the hands of folks as quickly as possible, and more importantly, get money to people so they can rebuild as quickly as possible.
Do you appreciate their frustration?
Absolutely, sir. I didn't flood, but I have talked to hundreds of people who flooded, and I can only imagine what it's like a year later to not be back in your house. I certainly understand their frustration. I have to say, this is very little comfort for somebody who's not back home yet, but we have run this program, stood it up, and gotten money out the door faster than any other recovery effort of this size ever. That's no comfort, I'm sure, if you're not back in your home, but we are doing everything we can, and we won't be satisfied till we get everybody back.
Well, the website is restore.la.gov.
Right.
The phone number is 866-735-2001, 866-735-2001. And there are many people who have not sought the relief that is available. How do you get the word out?
Well, we've been working hard at it with billboards, public service announcements, other TV and radio commercials. Even we have gone door to door to the folks we know are eligible and have not filled out the survey. The reason is there are probably 15,000 families out there that are eligible for funding right now who have not filled out the survey. In addition to that, the governor just this week asked the task force to consider expanding the population to include folks with insurance and to expand the amount of funding for folks who have not rebuilt yet and for reimbursements. So we expect even more people to be eligible.
Matthew in Lake Charles. Matthew, you're on the air with Pat Forbes.
Thanks for taking my call. Just a comment about the earlier comment about Cassidy and Kennedy being former liberals. I think it's a misconception. This is part of a greater trend over the last 30 years where Southern conservative Democrats become Republicans and Northern liberal Republicans become Democrats, like Lincoln Chafee, who ran for president in 2016, a former senator from Rhode Island, and then right. Kennedy and Cassidy being former Democrats, conservatives who are now Republicans.
All right. That's a good point. We're on another topic now, though, but I appreciate your words, Matthew. 877-217-5757. Pat Forbes is our guest. He is the director of the State Office of Community Development since 2011. And last year, there was a flood like no other, the so-called, 1,000-year flood. It happened. And unlike hurricanes, which do usually give some time, although it's usually very brief, but there is some time to get the heck out of the way. In this case, it wasn't possible, and people had their homes engulfed literally overnight. And you've had your boots on the ground, Pat Forbes. You saw some real tragic situations. How has it improved in the last year? Has it been a heroic comeback, or is there still significant work that remains.
There is still significant work that remains, and there have been heroic comebacks. I've had a lot of experience with disasters. Unfortunately, Louisiana is the most disaster-prone state in the Union, and so we have a great deal of experience. We've seen a bunch of them, and the one thing that is consistent is that if there are 100,000 impacted families, there are 100,000 different stories. Everybody has different ways that they deal with it, but by and large, what we've seen is a great response from folks one way or another getting their houses rebuilt. Family, friends, churches, nonprofits, contractors using their savings. People have gotten back in their homes, a great number of them.
Doug on Old Hammond. Good morning, Doug. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning. Yeah, I just wanted to follow up with a point Mr. Forbes had made, was that it's easy to forget the scale of what happened, not only the number of people affected, but then in terms of having to deal with it, the scale of the administrative processes involved, and it is a pretty daunting thing, and that's got to contribute to the overall time frame of all this.
Yeah, no doubt, Doug. This is the fourth largest flood disaster in the history of the United States, and only behind Katrina, Sandy, and Ike. It is a huge disaster to deal with. Again, I will say, fortunately or unfortunately for the state of Louisiana, we have the infrastructure in place for dealing with disasters and with disaster recoveries. So we have some advantage there, but it still, because the federal rules and regulations associated with the funding that support long-term disaster recovery are just onerous and time-consuming, and they really drag the process down.
Now, there's, about $1.7 billion that has been dispersed to the state, correct?
That's correct.
Now, the state is of the mind that eventually we're going to need more. That negotiation continues, but that $1.7 billion, indication on where it will go as far as percentages, like in the Baton Rouge area and the areas that were hit hardest?
Sure. So just to be clear, of the 1.7, 1.3 is allocated for the homeowner program. The rest is in rental programs, small business programs, things like that. And percentage-wise, I believe that East Baton Rouge represents about 35 or 40% of all the impacted households in that homeowner batch across the state. Now, Remember that our appropriation, the $1.7 billion, is for both the March and August floods. So that's where the 56 parishes come in.
Okay. Well, we have about 30 seconds, Pat. I want any parting thoughts that you'd like to impart?
I'd just like everyone to know that the governor and everybody in the state who work for him are doing everything they can to make this recovery as fast and effective as possible for the people of the state of Louisiana. And we will continue to do so, and we welcome ideas on how to do it better. We know that people are still hurting, and we want to end that with the assistance that we can provide.
And once again, the website is restore.la.gov. Phone number is 866-735-2001. Thank you, Pat.